The House Ethics Committee will attempt to meet today. Democrats have not allowed the panel to organize ever since Republicans voted to change rules on ethics and weaken the committee's ability to investigate members of Congress. GOP leaders wanted the changes after the committee admonished House Majority Leader Tom DeLay three times last year. Since then, Democrats have insisted that before the Ethics Committee can meet, it must go back to the old rules. Republicans say Democrats are playing politics. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says House Republicans have completely gutted the Ethics Committee.
It's a sham, and Democrats simply will not participate in a sham.
The new rules sound somewhat arcane. If an ethics complaint is filed against a lawmaker and the Republican chairman and ranking Democrat on the committee can't agree on whether to investigate it, the rules used to spark an automatic investigation. Now, the complaint just dies. What that means is either party could stonewall ethics complaints and they'd just go away with little consequence. Pelosi is joined by her Senate counterpart, Harry Reid, in protesting the change.
Even an 8-year-old child knows you don't change the rules in the middle of the game. You play fair.
And so the five Democrats on the House Ethics Committee have blocked the panel from starting its work for the year. And they insist they will continue to shut it down until Republicans give back its teeth. Democrats charge the GOP with doing everything it can to keep the Ethics Committee from functioning.
How can it do so when they've chosen to shut it down?
That's Ron Bongean. He's the spokesman for Republican House Speaker Dennis Hastert.
Democrats chose to shut down the Ethics Committee as a publicity stunt. What they're doing is putting partisan politics above the ethics process, and that's what's created the impasse.
Bongean and other Republicans say Democrats are trying to rack up political points while obstructing the Ethics Committee from doing any work. And several top Republican aides said while Democrats are able to claim the ethical high ground, they have little incentive to let the committee go about its business. So staffers on both sides say they doubt the Ethics Committee will make any progress today. But there's an elephant in the room that must be mentioned to understand the ethics fight. That elephant is House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Not only did his admonishments by the Ethics Committee trigger Republican leaders to change the rules, but there are more recent allegations against him that Democrats say must be investigated. And so, says Democratic Leader Pelosi, their fight is not political.
The allegations against the Republican leader of the House are a result of his own behavior. They're not about politics. They're about his own behavior. And the conduct of the Republicans, they're gross irresponsibility in overturning the ethics process so that it's impossible to proceed. It really is something that's not just about Tom DeLay. It's about every Republican in the Congress.
Pelosi and other Democrats charge Tom DeLay with repeatedly violating the ethical standards in the House. That he is the majority leader, they say, tarnishes the entire institution. Democrats hope to convince Americans that they should be running the place instead. But Republicans say these things don't matter very much to average Americans, that most people are worried about gas prices right now, rather than some Washington kerfuffle over DeLay's ethics problems. And so Bongean, Hastert's spokesman, says Democrats are just covering for their lack of ideas.
They're trying to switch the subject from the fact they're preventing progress on passing an energy bill that will eventually lower the cost of gasoline prices. They're playing politics while Republicans are working on results.
As Democrats and Republicans bicker over who is stalling the Ethics Committee, both sides know the goal line is next year's congressional elections. The real question, though, is whether or not voters are paying attention to what's going on. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.